You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome to The Light Show. My name is Kate DeVries. I am the co-director of Young Adult Ministry for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I am here with our other director. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Hey, good morning, Kate. How are you?
I am fine, but a little tired, Father Cusick. How are you?
I'm okay.
Do you want to tell everybody why we're a little tired today?
Well, we had the opportunity of spending a good deal of time in the middle of summer, when everyone is sort of slowing down, we're gearing up for Theology on Tap.
Yeah, we didn't spend a lot of time at the beach yet.
No, and then 10 days ago, on August 10th, we had the opportunity to celebrate the finale of Theology on Tap.
Yes.
With an outdoor mass celebrated by Bishop Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And our deacon was Terry Collins, who does campus ministry at IIT, Illinois Institute of Technology, and works is housed at St. James at 29th and Wabash. And then we've also opened up on August 1st, which is already, my goodness, 20 days ago, a very important thing which we're going to gather around this morning on our radio show called the RUA Project. And
yes,
we're going to explain to everybody the RUA Project and introduce to those of you who listen both to Relevant Radio and to these shows that are on our Young Adult Ministry website, to two wonderful people who are the incarnation, for lack of a better word today, of a dream that, Kate, you and I have had for a long time.
Yes, indeed. So, everyone, we are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single, and as Father Cusick said, our RUA project is aimed at young adults, and we are creating centers of young adult ministry so that people in their 20s and 30s have more opportunities to engage with the Catholic Church.
And the Catholic Church more ways and opportunities to reach out to this wonderful age group of people.
Yes. Yes.
And this is the beginning for us, and it's 8 years in the making, and sometimes we all know that in any one of our lives, dreams take some time to fully develop and to be able to become real. And, of course, the greatest dream is the Word made flesh, that God's dream for the world was to send a son named Jesus, to love us and to show us the faithfulness to the point of his own human death on the cross. So we're in that great line of dreamers.
Yes, we are.
But before we get to that, Kate, let's do a little quick...
Let's
go back a little bit and do a little review of a very, very special day on August 10th.
Yes.
We gathered at...
We gathered at DePaul University in their beautiful quad, a lovely outdoor park, lovely grass and trees, and lots of room for a great, great, great party. So with Holy Name Cathedral under construction, we were a little creative. DePaul opened their arms to us, welcomed us in. So we had Mass actually on the porch of one of their residence halls and outlooking this beautiful, beautiful quad. And it was just a wonderful celebration outdoors. So we started with Mass.
At 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock, with hundreds of people and lots of priests and lots of good things happening in God's country, and then we moved right into our picnic right after Mass.
And as a parenthesis, we were also blessed with some of the best weather of the summer.
Yeah, we really were. It was a glorious day.
I know that for those of you who listen to us, life can go so fast that we have a hard time looking back even 10 days. But we had a perfect day. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It had one of those what I call San Francisco blue skies. a little breeze off of Lake Michigan, which made our area at DePaul University at Fullerton and Racine just almost naturally air-conditioned.
Yes.
And it lent itself to a wonderful sense of worship and celebration and food and dancing and prayer and great music. We need to extend a huge thanks not only to Bishop Kane, but also to John Kerr. Tell us a little bit about John Kerr.
John is one of the people who does music at St. Vincent de Paul Church, and he led a wonderful, wonderful choir and a group of musicians through the music for the liturgy. So we had a choir rehearsal from participants of the Theology on Tap program, and we had probably 50 people involved in creating great music for that liturgy.
Musicians, singers,
yes,
cantors.
All sorts of instruments, yes. It was wonderful.
And we were also pleased because it shows the nature of the church in Chicago that it was really a trilingual Catholic Mass. Theology on Tap was hosted in 39 parishes within the Archdiocese of Chicago, and one of those sites was in the Polish language. Several sites were in the Spanish language, and so when we come together as one church, not just 39 parishes, but one church with the bishop, we're privileged to pray in the Polish language, to read scripture, the Spanish language, and of course, in English. And so it's a reminder to us all that the Word of God knows no bounds, and it speaks to all of us in a special kind of a way.
And what a fitting celebration to conclude those 4 weeks worth of talks on what it means to be Catholic, what it means as an adult to be faithful in today's world.
Right.
So faith in the workplace, faith in every element of our lives. We talked about relationships, we talked about scripture and church history and just various elements of what it means to be Catholic.
And for five of, there are 16 nights to Theology on Tap, 4 weeks, 4 nights per week. For five of those nights, Father Frank Jenks, my classmate, who resides at Mary Seat of Wisdom in Park Ridge and is formerly the pastor of St. Alphonsus in Lamont and Ascension in Oak Park, we went out on to five different parishes and did a very special thing called a celebration of Catholic Mass with an explanation. To give people an understanding of the Catholic Mass as we celebrate Mass, why we do certain things. We begin by explaining the makeup of a sanctuary and why we stand, sit, kneel, and genuflect, and the different aspects of Mass, the penitential rite, the liturgy of the word. We just go through everything. And as a matter of fact, I ran into two people who came back two different nights.
Couldn't get enough. It's a great talk. It's great to understand more fully why we do what we do the way we do it.
That's great.
So it's a fun, fun talk. I did Why Bother with the Church for a whole round of talks, and then I did Signs and Symbols of Our Catholic Faith. Very similar to your church talk, Father. You explained the Mass in more detail, and I explained kind of the symbolism around the Mass and around other forms of prayer, other things we do.
Let me ask you, Kate, what is the impact on that talk, Why Bother with the Church? Because sadly, I shouldn't say sadly, that's a question many people ask today. Well, why should I even bother with this?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, what is the perspective in 25 words or less that you try to put out there for people?
Wow, that's a great question, and I can't hardly do it justice in an hour, very briefly. Church gives us a sense of identity, and once we understand ourselves to be God's beloved sons and daughters, we approach life through a whole different lens. So it's a way we interact with the world, the way we interact with one another. And church really does, it is a group of people coming together to build God's kingdom.
Right.
So we talk about our gifts, we talk about the ways we share our gifts, we talk about who we are as God's people.
Mm-hmm. And really the importance, too, of literally inviting and involving young adults into the very life of the church.
Yes, very
that
important.
We are our best self when we are intergenerational, when we are a makeup of all of God's children, and when nobody is really missing, but everybody is there. And I think, you know, part of it is today, and for all who listen to us, that, you know, we need to be much more invitational. We need to be very, very welcoming. We have a whole generation of people with whom Kate and I have great encounters who... I wouldn't say they're on the fence. There's so many of them that are intensely there with us all the time, but they need a little extra invitation, a little extra sense of welcome, why they're there and how important it is. And if I can sort of stand up and speak for an age group that I've passed through already, but they are very, very important to us, and we need to have them a part of who we are.
Which is why it's so important for the RUA projects and the RUA sites. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about our Centers for Young Adult Ministry.
And introduce to you two people who are very special to us, and I bet you will be very special to the church in Chicago.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries. We are delighted that you are listening with us this morning. Thank you so much. And today we're talking about the RUA Project, Centers for Young Adult Ministries for people in their 20s and 30s. So if you know of anybody in that age range, or if you yourself are in that age range, jump onto our website, yamchicago.org. Again, yamchicago.org, to hear more about the RUA Project and what we're up to these days.
We chose the name RUA, R-U-A-H, because it is an old Hebrew word for spirit or breath. And we chose that because we really believe that the project that we are undertaking in the world and office of young adult ministry is to breathe life into God's young adult people, those in their 20s and 30s, whether they're married or single. Why do we want to breathe God's life into them in a particular kind of a way? Well, number one, that's what Kate and I do. We do young adult ministry. But secondly, as many people have heard us say before, this is an age group that is more on the edge of the Catholic territory than right down the middle of the street. Certainly many young adults are very active in our parishes, but not in the percent to the large number of people in those age groups. And so Kate and I decided 8 years ago what would happen if we here in the Archdiocese of Chicago created more ways to reach out to young adult people, and to see if we can show them the greatness of our faith, give them opportunities to come together, respond to their needs, make them much more active in the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church much more sensitive and responsive to their needs. And so That's our dream.
That's our dream. The Archdiocese of Chicago is pretty large. We have 365-ish parishes that are throughout all of Lake County and all of Cook County. So what we're trying to do is be a much more local presence to young adults. The parish certainly is the most local presence for young adults, but not everyone is connected to the parish in the way that we're hoping to move people towards. So we sat down
one day, almost 8 years ago, with a map of the Archdiocese and began to plot out where could we be most effective in creating centers for young adults where we can reach out to them. And we came up with the number 10. I don't know why. 12 would be apostolic.
I think we started with 12 Father Cusick and started to get realistic.
Yeah, because when we began to run the numbers of, what this would cost, we said, well, I think our eyes are bigger than
our
checkbook.
There you go. It's still a big dream.
It's still a big dream. And our goal is to create, for a three-year period, 10 centers for young adult ministry scattered throughout the diocese, all being housed in a Catholic facility. Not a parish, but a Catholic facility around the Archdiocese of Chicago. And the money is in the bank for two of our centers for young adult ministry, and those began on?
Those began on August 1st of this year.
Great.
20 days ago.
And the first one is at Dominican University in the western suburbs, and the second one, not in order of priority, but in just in terms of it, is housed at in the facilities of Marian Catholic High School in Chicago Heights. And these are going to be just operational offices for two wonderful people who have been hired to work as our first directors of our RUA project in these two different sites.
And so let's introduce these people to you now. Elise, we're going to start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'm really excited to be here. And I can just say that my Facebook status for 2 weeks now has said, I love my job.
There you go.
Good. I better check on that Facebook.
I am originally from Joliet, Illinois.
Okay.
And I went to Dominican for my undergrad degree, which is in pastoral ministry. After that, I got a scholarship slash felt called to pursue master's degree studies, went to St. Louis to Aquinas Institute of Theology, another Dominican school, so I'm a double Dominican grad.
There you go.
Which makes being at Dominican University feel a whole lot like coming home.
And so, what did you do when you finished your, you did a Master's of Divinity degree in St. Louis?
That's right.
Okay. And then where did life take you after that?
After that, I took a while to try and figure out what it is you do with the Master's of Divinity as a lay woman in the Catholic Church. Because for lots of people who get Master's of Divinity, it's an ordination degree, and obviously that's not where I'm headed.
Sure.
Yes, yes. That'll be another show in the future at some point.
At that point, I started looking for jobs, and one of the easiest things to do with a Master's of Divinity and what a lot of my classmates have done is pursue high school teaching.
Okay.
So for 2 years, I was doing teaching theology in the St. Louis area.
Okay.
1 year part-time at an all-girls school, and the next year full-time at a diocesan Catholic school in Belleville, Illinois.
In the Diocese of Belleville, in the city of Belleville.
Right.
Great, great. And now you're back north here.
Yes. That's coming home again. All kinds of coming home. Feeling really good to be back.
And Elise Ainsworth Bryson was an intern in our office, and when she told me, Kate, last week that it was 8 years ago,
yeah, it's unbelievable.
I'm thinking, I can't imagine that the time has flown that much.
No.
But
wow.
When we were so privileged this spring when we somehow got the word that Elise might be traveling back north or looking for a job in the Chicago area, I just looked at Kate and I said, go for it.
Let's do it.
We're just absolutely thrilled, Elise, that this next period of time in your life, you're going to... Why would you want to do this?
Well, that question gets asked of me a lot. Refer back to the Master's in Divinity as a
or even
woman,
an under,
laywoman in
even
the Catholic Church.
Even an undergrad in theology.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like work that needs to be done. I have been meeting a lot of the people on the campus at Dominican so far, and just kind of getting to know people, starting those relationships, and... I was telling somebody yesterday, it's really great to believe that there's a job where you can get paid for doing what you feel like it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, what's the need that you perceive? You're a young adult woman yourself, you know, and you're a product of Catholic education on the university level and on the graduate level. And as you sort of look at the tea leaves, so you sort of look at, you know, your peer group from Joliet to River Forest, as you look at younger people when you were in the Joliet, or excuse me, the St. Louis or the Belleville area, what's this need you talk about?
Well, as I went through school, lots of things, you know, like social justice or other things were kind of quietly advertised as the Catholic Church's best kept secret. I think the Catholic Church has too many best kept secrets for people in my age group.
Mm-hmm.
They hear what the media tells them.
Yeah.
They hear what their parents or grandparents tell them. They hear what their peers tell them. They don't get the whole story. And usually the word that gets passed is not the positive word.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot that the Catholic Church has to offer.
Right.
Good things, good teachings, good practices, good
traditions. Just wonderful, wonderfully rich traditions.
And so, you know, part of your ministry is to tell the whole story. And to invite people and to participate in that, because the amazing thing is young adults may not be as participative as they were at one time, but they're still Catholic, and I think that that's a key thing. And so in many ways, your job is to say, hey, here's the story. This is who we are. Let's gather around that and do that kind of thing.
Well, and even giving them the opportunity and the space to explore what that means for them at this point in their lives.
Great. We're going to take a break, Kate, right?
Break.
And when we come back, we have a gentleman by the name of Terry Shelley that everybody is going to meet via the radio waves.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Gospels instead of one.
How do Catholics understand the stories of creation in the book of Genesis?
What is the book of Revelation really about?
What do the prophets of Israel have to say to us today?
To think about the answers to these questions and many more, join committed Catholics in the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, the official Bible study program of the Archdiocese of Chicago. You'll learn the big picture of the Bible and grow your faith by reading and praying every book. Three classes for new students open in September in Chicago and in Tinley Park. To find out more about the Chicago Catholic Scripture School, call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. That's 312-243-3700 for the Chicago Catholic Scripture School. Come and share the word.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
And And welcome back to The Light Show with Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, Elise Ainsworth, and our fourth person in the room here is Mr. Terry Shelley. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Kate.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good morning,
Excellent.
Terry.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. We're so blessed that you and Elise are with us, not only today for the show, but in the world of young adult ministry. Now, Terry, you go back with young adult ministry. You got a little history with us, don't you?
I do.
Tell us a little bit about how you connected with the world of young adult ministry.
Well, first of all, I was a graduate of St. Karen School in Chicago Heights and Marion Catholic High School, where my office is going to be.
That's right.
Came into the summer of 1981, and I was just graduating from Western Illinois University. On May 13th of that year, the assassination attempt on John Paul had happened, and I was sitting on my bed. My finals were done thinking, what is my life going to be about? Mm. 3 days later, I graduated from Western Illinois, and at the time, I did not know that the Theology on Tap program was beginning in 1981.
That's right.
So I didn't. Our paths were parallel, but they had not merged yet. So I got out of school. I was active in my church, but Jim Manzardo started a youth group at San Rocco Parish that I participated in, and after a couple of years he moved on, and I realized that I missed that community experience. Mm. Yeah. At that point, Sister Peggy Brennan, God rest her soul, and Sister Julie Flynn were starting a young adult ministry group in the southeast suburbs that I participated in for about 5 years, and during the course of that time, I was introduced to the young adult ministry office,
sure.
And that was the original contact that we had.
Wow. So you go back to 1981 when you came out of school.
1981.
In many ways, that parallels Kate's coming out of Northern when she came back from looking for something that might be somewhat fulfilling.
And, mm-hmm.
Well, how did you get, Terry, from those days when you were involved in this area-wide young adult ministry? If I remember right, you then headed up Theology on Tap at St. Kieran's, am I correct?
Correct. Well, I participated with Sister Peggy Brennan and Julie Flynn for a number of years, and then after they had moved down, we had tried to keep it going on a volunteer-type basis. Then we tried to hire a minister, and eventually I did Theology on Tap at St. Kieran's, which was very successful. And then about the time I was ending my young adult years, I decided I've had a wonderful time. But I thought the church needed an institutional presence to continue to minister to young adults, and
sure.
At that time, I didn't know about the RUA project, and I really wanted something because for what I had received, I wanted to give back to
sure.
my nephew, my friend's children, friends.
Sure. The
next generation.
Absolutely.
And I didn't know how to do it, so
right.
But I did want a formal structure, so mm-hmm. It wasn't a volunteer.
Now, Terry, when you hear Kate and I talk about, you talk about your nephew and people you know in the Chicago Heights area and the next generation. You hear them talk about, well, they're Catholic, but not all that parish-based. Would your experience ring true on that?
Definitely,
yeah.
Because in our area, there may not be that many young adults in a parish setting,
mm-hmm.
but in a lot of the activities I do, from umpiring to playing softball or just talking to people,
sure.
They have not lost their Catholic faith.
No.
It might have just gone dormant. They just may need an invitation because when I have conversations with people, they open up about it very, very quickly,
yeah.
And they love to talk about their
right.
faith.
And in many ways, we hear a lot in the society today that, and Elise, you can comment on this as well, that there's searchers and seekers, that people are looking for something. In times past, maybe, Terry, back in the time, when your parents were either getting out of school or whatever, they married earlier in life, and
mm-hmm.
Kids came along, and you were looking for ways to lock in, and the parish was there for people.
Mm-hmm.
The parish for many of our families was a social network. It wasn't just a religious experience. But I think today there's a lot of social networks for younger people, but there's not a lot of religious experience.
Mm.
And so in many ways, they're turning the tables, looking for something that has always been there, and Elise says, let's tell them the story.
Mm.
Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. Because when you talk about, marrying young, my parents' 50th anniversary is a Saturday, and when they started, they were only 23 years old. So
mm-hmm.
I thought, by the time, my dad would have turned 40 years old, that was the young adult years. And the parish at that time was the social center.
Right.
I mean, they put on, Broadway shows, and,
right.
That's where everyone gathered. And I think what happens now is that the social center is no longer the parish.
Exactly.
They come for spiritual direction, but not necessarily for their
social. Right. There's so many places today that have picked up the social environment.
Yes.
Like you mentioned, softball and ball things built around sports or built around entertainment. I mean, they're in The other thing today is that many people don't have to leave their homes. I mean, my goodness, you can sit in front of a large screen TV. It looks like you're in a theater. And, you know, with that remote control in your hand, you've got all the entertainment in the world you need. So we don't even have to go out for that as much as we used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can a parish put on a Hollywood thing? Because it's pretty hard to beat Hollywood on your TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm old enough to remember during the summertime I would go over to my grandparents' house and we'd sit on the front porch. My great-grandparents lived upstairs. My grandparents were downstairs. All the aunts and uncles would be on the screened-in porch talking to the neighbors walking by.
Sure.
About 2 weeks ago, we were sitting out on a Sunday night, and my dad said, boy, you know, television and air conditioning have really changed the way
the
people
yeah,
interact
absolutely.
With one another.
Absolutely. I had that same experience. As a matter of fact, many years ago in one of our Young Adult Ministry newsletters, I wrote an article, and I called it On the Demise of the Front Porch, or How Central Air Conditioning Has Changed Our Lives.
Very interesting.
My dad used to come out on the front porch too early in the spring and stayed too late in the fall. And that's where everybody, all the men, they would gather in our front porch, and all the kids, of course, didn't want to be too close to their dads, but we didn't want to miss anything they were saying. So we always found a way to play rubber ball or off the steps real close to our dads with one ear on what we were saying and one ear on what they were talking about. And that's changed. And so the nature of the social life has changed. And I think after we take a break, Kate, let's get into this little spiritual hunger a little bit, find out a few more things, and what are some of the dreams and hopes that Elise and Terry have as they literally begin something very new and unheard of before in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Ask people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Do you know what's going on in your church, around the corner, or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and our special guests today, Elise Ainsworth Bryson and Terry Shelley. And we are talking about the RUA Centers for Young Adult Ministry, which we just opened on August 1st, 2008, a dream come true. And we are delighted to have Elise and Terry hosting, running those sites with and for us. And now we went around and around and around and around just trying to find a good name for each of those two sites. And Elise, let's start with you. You'll be working out of Dominican University, but tell us what we've decided, what you actually came up with for the site at Dominican.
We chose the Kateri Center, named for Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha. She's a Native American almost saint, mm-hmm. but...
Working on it.
Yeah. She lived to be 24 and chose Christianity even though it was difficult. She was raised as a Native American and had many struggles in her life, including those that left her disfigured. And she chose to remain single and to pursue her Christian faith even though it meant leaving behind everything she ever knew before.
And so Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha was a young adult woman.
That's correct.
And this is being run by a young adult woman.
Yay.
And
also correct.
And we're trying to find, we are looking, you know, to name our centers off of people who really live the experience, I think, that Elise, you're trying to bring to other people. And so I think that's a wonderful name, the Kateri Center. And I think that's terrific.
It is. You know, so many times as young adults go into the church and look at the people in leadership, they see people their parents' age and older. And it's really been something we've been trying to help young adults understand. They are the church. They are just as much the church. People talk about young adults as being the future of the church, when in fact young adults are today's church. We are all the church. And to help young adults find their place in the church and to realize that even in your 20s, you can make a huge difference through by sharing the gifts of your lives, and certainly Kateri did that. Certainly she did that.
Well, when you think, as Terry mentioned, that his parents were married when they were 23 years old.
Yeah.
So as they exited their young adult years, they were married for 17 years, and they probably had kids who were teenagers already. And in many ways, so many of the weddings that I perform today, you know, people are in their early to mid-30s, and it's everything's pushed back just a little bit, but that has a dramatic effect on parish life and on church life. And so what we're trying to do is bring our church to a generation of people to let them know that you don't have to just belong to a parish. You're Catholic. Let's see how we can help you and make that a very, very wonderful value. Now, Terry, we're calling the Marian Catholic, the site at Marian Catholic, the Isaac Hecker site. And that was sort of an idea that the four of us brainstormed a little bit. And for those of you who are aware, Isaac Hecker was the founder of the Paulus community. And they have one parish in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And as a matter of fact, it's the oldest parish in our diocese. Probably dates back to the 1830s, 1840s. It's not at its original site, but Old St. Mary's, which is now out in Michigan. And Isaac Hecker was a young guy looking for something, a Methodist, a searcher, a seeker, and he founded a religious order. And so I think it's just cool that Terry's going to heading up the Isaac Hecker Center at Marian Catholic High School for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Terry, what are your dreams for that? What do you want to do?
Well, about a week and a half ago, I was at a party, and I was talking to somebody that their kids had graduated from St. Kieran's, and I told them I had just started this job, and they thought that was wonderful, and, you know, they felt they had raised their kids, sent them to Catholic school, Catholic grade school, Catholic high school, but they weren't practicing their faith. And when they heard me talking and how excited I was about that, I know there are people out there that are just not connected that just need an invitation. Right now I'm in the process of planning my grade school reunion. I've contacted 50 people personally and asked them if they would like to attend, and 49 have said yes. So I think it's the direct personal invitation is what people are looking for. And then, you know, I don't have all the skill that will be required, but I will be bringing in people for spiritual direction, developing a resource list, and just kind of trying to connect people and help them identify with their faith. And, you know.
So a big part of it is about building relationships. Another big part of it is about the invitation, just inviting people to come and see and grow a little deeper spiritually and meet some people that are connected.
Well, kind of what Elise had said earlier about the great secrets of the Catholic Church, I'm coming from a sales and marketing background, and if you have a great product but nobody knows about it, it's hard to attract people. So that's part of what my mission is going to be. Instead of waiting for people to come, I'm going to be going out on the road trying to contact people and let them know the great traditions of the Catholic Church.
So, Terry, what would you say to all of our listeners who have young adults, who have young adults around them? What can they do to be helpful in encouraging their spiritual journey?
The first thing is, if I could identify who those people are, so if you know someone, whether it be grandchildren, children, friends, that seem like they have an interest, just pick up the phone and call. I mean, the first thing we want to do is we're not expecting anyone to jump in right away. We just want you to test the water. Just come in, sit down, have a conversation. Tell me what's important to you about your faith. What type of events would you come to? What type of events would you help plan? Sure. What do you think we should do? Because I think if people take ownership of something, they're really going to work hard to make it a success.
Yes.
And if they want to contact you, Terry, at least by email at the moment, because I think we're still setting up phone lines, I think it's tshelley@yamchicago.org. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So that's tshelley@yamchicago.org. And that's Terry's email address in the young adult ministry world here in the Archdiocese of Chicago. If you, as Terry said, if you have a name, an address, an email address of anybody in their 20s and 30s, married and single, in what I would call the southeast part of the Archdiocese of Chicago,
yes,
maybe going as, well, obviously far south as Matson, Flossmoor, Homewood, Harvey, Calumet City, South Holland,
Dalton,
Chicago Heights, Dalton, all the way over to the Indiana line, and then putting your toe in Lake Michigan. This is going to be the region that Terry will be ministering to young adults. And so if you're listening to the show and say, oh, my God, I've got 14 grandchildren out that way. And if you don't have access to email, and not everybody does, you can call that information to the Young Adult Ministry office right now until we get all of our phone lines set up for our new offices. And, Kate, our number that you want to share with people
sure,
is?
Sure, it's 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And after we take a break, Elise, we're going to look into the area of the diocese in which you'll be ministering and ask the same of people. Once we find out where you're going to be, what areas you're going to touch, how they can get a hold of you.
It's a guy thing. The 2008 Chicago Catholic Men's Conference will be held Saturday, September 6th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. This is a conference of men, for men, and by men to explore what it means to be a Catholic man today. Representatives from the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Knights of Columbus, Focus, and many other groups will guide you on your spiritual journey. There will be several speakers, including a special presentation by Matthew Kelly and breakout sessions for discussion. We'll top off this day-long event with a tailgate-style dinner and social. This conference will open your eyes to a whole new look at life, religion, and the world. Once again, clear your calendar for Saturday, September 6th, and make your way to Rosemont. Register at www.itsaguythingonline.org or call 312-751-5288. That's 312-751-5288. Your faith, your church, it's a guy thing.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God's Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552 or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Lord Jesus, you reign in glory with God.
And welcome back to The Light Show with our special guests, Terry Shelley, Elise Ainsworth Bryson, Father Cusick, and Kate DeVries. And Elise, tell us, if anybody is looking to connect with you for young adults that they know, where can they reach you?
Well, there is, of course, the email option, which is Elise, E-L-I-S-E, A-B, because that last name is just obnoxious. And that would be at yamchicago.org.
Great.
Additionally, I have a phone line in place.
Oh, my God.
Dominican University has been fabulous in hosting me and getting me set up and ready to go. My phone number in my office at the Kateri Center is 708-488-5112. That's 708-488-5112. Give me a call and leave me a message, or hopefully I'll be there to talk to you in person.
Sure. If you're a young adult living in the western part of the diocese from River Forest, Oak Park, Cicero, Berwyn,
Westchester.
Hillside, Westchester, LaGrange, I'm sure we left out some places, Bellwood, Maywood, Forest Park, those general areas. If you happen to be a young adult and you're listening to this show, either on Relevant Radio or when it is put on our website at yamchicago.org, give Elise a call, 708-488-5112.
Or, of course, if you just know young adults and want to let me know about where they are and what they're
exactly
up to.
So if you're listening and you're saying, oh, my God, that they're talking about my kids. They're talking about my grandchildren. They're talking about the guy across the street. I'm the landlord. I've got four apartments that are filled with young adults, whether they're married or single.
Yes, and part of the beauty of this whole project is that it's a pilot project. It's a new adventure. It's starting fresh. And really, if any young adults want to have a conversation with Terry or Elise about what they're looking for, sky's the limit. What can we do for you? What can they do for you? Because we as a church sincerely want to help you to help to meet your needs. We want to be there for you and help direct you to other things that are life-giving. And what can we do to help you? So let us know.
And this might be, Elise and Terry, a very good time to also thank some very key people. And that those people are the individuals and some foundations who have supported this financially. The two RUA sites, the Isaac Hecker site at Marian Catholic High School and the Kateri site at Dominican University, are all privately funded. We have not asked any parish in the diocese for any assistance, and we have got private funding to pay the salaries for Elise and for Terry for a period of 3 years. And and all of the ancillary expenses that go with that. So we've been blessed with people who have been very generous. They support the work of young adult ministry. A lot of them are young adults, or like Terry himself, a young adult graduate who's moved beyond the perimeter age group of those in their 20s and 30s, but have had a good experience. And they said, you know, maybe I can't do what Terry Shelley's doing. I just don't think I'm called to do that, but you know, I can write a check and I can be helpful. And many people have done that. And Kate and I are very, very grateful to people for their support of this dream. A lot of people don't like to support dreams. They only want to support winners. And we know full well that this is going to be a winner. But we need to thank Elise and Terry in your name today, people who supported a dream and a vision of what church could be. And they went out on a limb. You know, their money today, asking people to be generous with their charitable dollar is very hard because so many people are pulling that dollar in many directions. And I just want to go on the air publicly to be very grateful, Kate, for the people who have been gracious to us, to a dream about our Catholic Church, to a sense of mission and ministry that we're going to try to show them, to show a generation of people who are very Catholic, but maybe a little bit more on the edge than we were at that time, and say, come on, come and see. Come and see. And that was the great call of the Lord Jesus. Come and see, for what it's worth. So we're very grateful. And this is very important to us today. And Elise and Terry, I, you know, can't thank you enough for changing your lives a little bit, you know, and doing this, you know, and changing your address, Elise, and coming up from Southern Illinois in the St. Louis area, and in many ways coming back home to Dominican. And so my guess is you're excited about this.
Absolutely.
I am very excited. I'm waiting for the keys.
Yeah, that's right. And we're hoping later on. Elise, let me ask you, in what does your excitement rest? What is it? You've done high school teaching. This is certainly not going to be that. You're going to be a lone ranger in many ways. You don't have a classroom of people. You don't have a faculty. So a ministerial support system is really not going to be there. And yet, like you say, I love my work. What down deep, where's the excitement?
I'd say I enjoyed teaching. I feel like had I stuck with it longer, I would have continued to improve and become a better teacher every year. But I didn't feel like it was my vocation. I didn't feel like that's what I was called to. I feel like the adventure of this new thing that we're doing here is exciting and scary and all of those things all together. Mm-hmm. And but it feels like a match to where I am in my life right now. And
so it's the right thing to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good fit. It's like you go to the shoe store, you try on 10 pairs of shoes, and all of a sudden you slip into one and say, those are the shoes. That's a good fit.
Right.
So in many ways, you personify your own age group. You're a searcher and seeker. You're looking for where can you take the God-given talent you've been given, where do you take the education that you've achieved and received, and where do you put that to work?
Mm-hmm.
That can give lasting results.
And this feels like the best fit I've found.
Great. Great. Well, we're very
thrilled
excited.
Thrilled to have you with us.
And see, but we're also aware that ministry, the hard thing for me, I've been a Catholic priest now 38 years and counting, 38 and a quarter years. It's very hard in a society that demands achievable results to see results. It's just hard. I mean, at the end of your day, you can't say, gee, I'm a bricklayer, I built that wall, or I'm an electrician, I put up that light pole. People say to you in so many ways at the end of your day, what did you do? And I'm thinking, It's really hard. And I've heard many, many times when I used to do vocation direction, gee, Father, I don't know what a priest does all day. Well, you guys are going to get that too, because we just don't see a high visibility. I mean, certainly you can see it when we do theology on tap, Kate, but on the routine of life, doing things, taking a dream and trying to make it real, raising the funds necessary to do these kind of things, just talking to people, trying to put together some ways to be of a value to their faith, it can be tough. And that's why you got to have a passion. Terry, I think you've got that. You've talked about that. You see it?
Yes. I had a conversation with a gentleman at work one time, and I was telling him about this new position I was considering taking, and he said, well, you know what? I'm just going to tell you. He said, you just kind of light up when you start talking about this subject. So
right.
I feel like it's a homecoming. I've done this on a volunteer basis for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And I've been trained by some wonderful people, and I think it's my time to give something back to the young adults now.
See, and that to me that's the excitement. I've said to Kate, the most important thing for the Rural Project is the right people to incarnate that. And I think, folks, for those of you listening today, I think you can hear the passion in Elise and Terry, that the right people are in place. We need to take a break.
Need to take a break? Let's take a break. Thank you so much for listening. We are on Relevant Radio, AM 950, and we will be right back.
Catholic Charities is providing the Community Health Fair with free medical services to Chicago area residents on Saturday, August 23rd at St. Francis of Rome School, 1401 South Austin Boulevard in Cicero. The health fairs are free to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Social service providers will also be on hand to offer a one-stop-shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to help these health fairs run smoothly. Please call Arlene Irvin at 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. Here's wishing you good health from Catholic Charities.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to the Light Show. Thank you so much for listening this morning. We've been talking about the RUA Project, an outreach for young adults, people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. And Elise, tell us one more time, please, how people can reach you at the Kateri Center.
That would be by email at Elise, E-L-I-S-E, A-B, at YAMChicago.org. Or by phone at 708-488-5112.
And you're located at Dominican University in River Forest.
That's right.
Yay, and we will have that information on our website. And Terry, how about you? Out in the southeast suburbs, how can people reach you?
The email address is tshelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at yamchicago.org.
And very soon there'll be a phone number to go with that.
Hopefully within 24 hours.
Yeah, there visit the website, yamchicago.org.
And I'm sure that in the weeks and in the months to come that both Elise and Terry will have places on our website that people in the two areas can key into. You know, if you guys have thoughts you want to put up there, invitations to people, so it's all there. And if, again, folks, Kate and I are the co-directors of Young Adult Ministry in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And to reach us, our telephone number is 312-466-9473. And people call all the time. You know, they may be calling saying, you know, I'm a young adult. I'm looking for, you know, where my peers may gather. And Kate will say, well, where do you live? And then we'll try to direct people to that. We want people to know that on the first Sunday, Kate, of every month, we host young adults at what we call the First Sunday Mass. And that is held in the central location right off of where all the expressways come together at Old St. Patrick's Church on the corner of Adams and Desplaines. It's 11:15 Mass. After Mass, we do a little continental breakfast. And Kate, tell them about what you do. You do a very special thing each and every first Sunday.
Yes, we do what we call our first timers table so that those that are with us for the first time can meet some others who are there the first time. It's not like you come alone and stay alone. So it's a good place to meet people, get connected. And then we do a 5-minute orientation about young adult ministry.
Exactly.
Again, get people plugged in. It's all about relationships and seeing what's out there for you.
Kate, if you have a second, we met a wonderful young lady last month. Remember, she was from Roanoke, Virginia, and she lighted up. Didn't she say, this is what I've been looking for?
Yes, she said it's been a long journey. Her and her husband have been looking for good opportunities to connect with some really, really good things happening.
They were looking for a mass. They were looking for their peers. They have relocated for business reasons.
Yep, good church, good prayer.
And that's where we were.
That's where we were.
We've got a minute. So I'm going to give 30 seconds to Elise and 30 seconds to Terry. Why, if someone came up to you and said, what can you offer me? Why should I be interested in this this Catholic thing at this age in my life?
You changed the question on me.
Father Cusick is good at doing that. We call that bait and switch.
I was all ready to say that. I would want to say welcome if I had one thing to say to a young adult who approached me.
That's why. There you go. It's welcome. That's a good thing. Terry, what one thing?
I would like to create a sense of community for young adults, kind of like the bar Cheers. They always know your name, and they're always glad you came.
There you go.
And they know where to go.
Yes.
They can pick up the phone, or in this trendy technological world, they can fire off an email and know that you'll get back to them.
Absolutely.
A church that cares, because there's a God who cares about each one of us, his sons and daughters.
Have a great day, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.
See you next month.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Shine, radiant with your glory.